Okay, so we're in Krasnodar.
Yes.
It's probably middle of 1945 or spring of 1945. You're working at the Medical Institute restaurant. You met Sonia, who was a waitress and a bookkeeper, who had a sister called Viera, who came occasionally to visit. She was very pretty, 19 or 20 years old. And one day, Sonia asked you to try to get tickets to the musical.
Across the street.
Across the street. So continue.
So I went and asked one of those workers there, I need four tickets for Sonia and Viera. And another lady I used to go out, also waitress. Four tickets.
Yes.
And
What kind of show was going on in those musicals?
musical.
Like
I don't remember what. There was always
in Russian?
sure Russian. Wonderful. Tickets you couldn't get there. I mean, you had to say, I don't know where they got tickets, but I managed.
So you got four tickets.
Four tickets. When I said I'm going to wait for them in the front of the theater, and all of this were there full of people. And when they arrived, Sonia and Vera arrived to the theater, I was standing there with another young lady, a waitress, which Sonia knew that she's there, a waitress. I don't remember her name, I think Zhenya was her name. Doesn't matter, I don't remember her name, Zhenya. We used to go out once in a while, with them I never went out, but she asked me for tickets. I bought them tickets. When she saw me with that Zhenya, the boat turned around and walked away and ran away.
Why?
Because they thought I'm alone. That's what I found out later. But here I'm with another person. Like I would, she was my companion that time. But then she said, "Bye, can you get me for me?" And they meant to go out with me. I don't know what they meant. So anyway, they ran away. Right away, I had behind me people wanting to buy the tickets, and I sold them immediately. And I went in, and I was thinking in my head, what happened? If I would know that if she would mention that we're going to go out with you or something like that, nothing, just buy two tickets, that's it. And that's what happened.
Okay.
So I asked Sonia when she came to work, what happened, why you ran away? Oh, you don't do like this. She mentioned something that I invited them or I bought the tickets for them and you come with another person. They didn't like it. I said, I didn't know. If you would mention one word that you want me, I should come by myself with pleasure. Why didn't you mention a word, something? I didn't even, I saw that sister Vera, but I never talked to her. So she said, that's okay, forget about that, da, 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 da. Okay, I sold the tickets anyway. One day I see through the window, there was a window in the back, that sister Vera goes to see Sonia. And I had here people waiting for bread. I ran out through the back and I go in front of her and I say, Vierichka, why you run away that time? You know what she did? She slapped me. I said, she slapped my face. You know what I did? I grabbed her by the shoulders. By the shoulders, and I gave her a kiss. I'm telling you, that's how, because she slapped me, I gave her a kiss. And she ran away from me and went into her sister.
Okay.
And that was the end
of the story. At that point.
Wait a minute, that story. And I don't remember how I said to Sonia that I would like to meet her, to apologize, to talk to her, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And somehow she arranged a date, and we met, only Vera and me,
mm-hmm.
and went to our movies. And then she invited me home. They had a house. You know what means a house? Their own house?
Mm-hmm.
In Krasnodar. You know, with the tram, you could go there. I used to go there with the tram.
Mm-hmm.
And this, it start a new romance from that
mm-hmm.
day on. I went to the house, she had a father and mother, they had a beautiful house. And then she came in again to the sister, invited me that I should come there, and I came there, I brought a bottle of vodka, the father used to like the drink, and the mother, the father used to work in a bakery. And we used to go out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We used to go out.
And but you got out essentially with Vera alone, not with Vera and Sonia.
No, only Vera. Well, I tell you what happened. That Sonia had two kids already,
mm-hmm.
and her husband was in the army.
Okay.
When I went out with Vera, she told me that she was married already.
Mm-hmm.
I think she was 18 or 19, not too long. She lived with her husband 6 months. He was a KGB man.
Mm.
Hear that? A KGB man. And he was drafted in the army. And we used to go out. We had a very, how do you say, good relationship and a good time. The parents, the father and mother, they were like father and mother to me, like in that age.
Mm-hmm.
And very nice people. They had a nice garden, the house. In Russia, this was a very luxurious life. He worked in a bakery, and you know, if you work in a bakery, he brought home each time little things, and she used to sell in the market. They made a... They didn't wait for that Russian thing. Anyway, we had a good time. When we go out, we used to go dancing. She tells me that she had a husband.
Vera?
Vera.
She had a husband?
That's what I said. She was married.
Ah.
In only 6 months.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Sonia.
No, Sonia had already two kids.
Okay.
I remember the kids. She had already a husband, lived with him 6 months,
mm-hmm.
and he was drafted also in the army.
Okay.
And when he was drafted, she didn't receive anything, a letter from him.
He was a KGB guy? Or
yes, he. He worked for the KGB, but KGBs were drafted, and they worked in the army as KGBs, you understand?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She didn't receive any news from him. In those years, till the end of the war, you never knew what's happened. Maybe he was killed, and maybe he, as a KGB man, not allowed to write home. She didn't know what's going on. So meantime, she goes out with me, and she says, whatever happens, she would like to go home with me to Poland. I said, are you crazy? You men gonna come, in case you men come some, and he was fighting in the war and I was sitting here going out with his wife, he takes out the gun, he shoots me, and he don't go to jail even. A lot of things like this happen. You understand? He wasn't accused for murder at all. A lot of things happened that time. So, no, she don't want to, even if he's alive, she don't want to be with him anymore. She found her future in me, like, okay, we didn't talk anymore about, I saw what's going on, she don't know, I don't know. And I remember one day her mother said to me, Aaron, I should be good to Vera, I shouldn't leave her, or something like that, you understand? And I promised not to, and I had in my mind what I'm going to do, I'm getting involved, I don't know if my family is alive or what's going on, I don't know nothing. So, I have my problem, she has her problem, but she wants to be with me, whatever happens. Okay. When Germany capitulate, the war was over.
Yes.
A package arrives from Berlin with his name. Do you imagine that? What was his name? Alexander. Alexander, but I don't know the last name. A package arrives with beautiful things, clothes, chocolate, all kind of items which Russia was very needed. And she comes to the place where I work, tells me this, that he sent a package. So I said to her, you see, he's alive, he's coming home. She said, but I don't want to go back to him. Where was he all those years? Why didn't he leave him? So I said, well, you don't know. He wasn't KGB. Who knows what it is? And it doesn't take a few days after, comes another package with loads with good stuff and with his name. Then comes a letter from him that he was in secret area behind the enemies, behind the front, behind the Germans, that he couldn't write there, an excuse, blah, blah, blah. And she shows me that letter. I say, you see, he's alive, he's going to come home, he's going to shoot me. That's what I said.
Yeah, that's what you probably thought.
That's
what you probably believed.
I believed in it. She showed me each letter and she proved to me this and that and that. Wait, it's not finished. You're going to be now very, how do you say, excited, confused.
Confused.
One letter comes from Berlin from a woman. A doctor writing to her, to Vera, dear Vera, I'm married in the front with your husband and we have a child on the front in Berlin. Do you hear that? And I saw your picture, your beautiful girl. You will find somebody in your life. I heard that. You know, I remember I said, I had that letter in my hand, you know. And she said, you in your life, in the future, you will find your man, you're so young, because she told me that he was maybe 12 or 14 years older than her. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You're a young lady that... So she comes again to me where I work and shows me that letter. You see, he wasn't in a secret service. He found another woman and they have a baby. And he writes in his letter that soon I'm going to be home, we're going to be back together, blah, 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 blah.
Complicated stuff.
Ah, you got it? So I said, where am I in the middle? You see, I got scared. I said, what should I do now? I didn't do nothing. I just got scared. And her mother, the mother was involved talking. She didn't know what to say. She knew all things about that letter from that woman. She writes,
what was her mother's advice?
She couldn't advise her. She believed, the mother, that she will go with me.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So, this was already, I think, beginning of 46,
mm-hmm.
or end of 45. End of 45 has to be end of 45 or 46. He said in his letter that soon he's going to be home, and this and that. And she shows me that letter. I don't know what to think about. Here we got news, and the Polish organization, it was already 46 after the war, that they're sending us home already to Poland.
Mm-hmm.
And we should get ready any week, any day. We might have to go to the train, again a train. What you would do when you were in my shoes?
Well, it really depends on the whole circumstance.
No, I'm telling you the whole story.
No, but I mean, the emotional side is how much in love you were with...
I was with her, you know.
Yeah, but was it...
But I was more scared
of your husband.
Yeah, you must understand one thing. How much you in love, you don't want to die.
Of course.
And this happened in Krasnodar. People came and came in the house unexpected. And saw the wife with another man. He mm-hmm. took out the gun and shoot. He didn't get arrested. It happened.
Yeah, I know.
See?
No, but one possibility could have been that you decide that this was the love of your life.
No, no.
And that
I
take her with you to Poland.
He couldn't follow.
Maybe more not. More difficult, because it's people knew you in Krasnodar.
Well, to take it to Poland, listen to this. It wasn't simple. You had to get married and to register her.
But if she was already married, how could you get
married? That's what I'm telling you.
But he got married even though...
Over there in the front, nobody looks a driver's license, you know, mm-hmm. marriage license.
So it was complicated.
Oh,
but
I didn't know who to ask. My good friend David left already before me, before the evacuation back to mm-hmm. Poland. So I didn't know who to ask. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And I walked around, I didn't know what to do. First of all, was like this. Even everything would be okay to bring home somebody. But
first, she was not Jewish.
No. But this wouldn't be the worst things. I was always thinking in that age, how about my mother's approval? I thought I had...
That was very important for you?
Oh, yes. Because I was young, I didn't go out. And, if I would go out with somebody, it would come the time. My mother would, I don't know, maybe if it would be normal time, I wouldn't even ask my mother.
Mm-hmm.
But here I'm away in the middle of a war, something like this happened. Here is involved a husband which wants to come back to her. And all of those guys who came back, they call them the heroes of the war.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So, and I was sitting in the back of the war, working a job, looking for food, and looking for girls.
Mm-hmm.
So, what the reputation is mine, what the reputation is his. He's mm-hmm. a war hero. And who knows what kind of character.
Yes, yeah, I understand.
But she said one thing, I don't care.
Well, but you care.
Before she got the letter from that woman doctor,
mm-hmm.
she didn't care anymore about him. I should say she's so much wasn't in love with me. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it was not a normal time.
Of course. Well, it was not only not normal for you, but you know the story of my father coming back from a violent campaign. Got
your father did a similar thing like her husband.
Exactly. And he was under similar circumstances yes. on the front.
Oh.
Not oh. much communication.
That's right. But your father... your father, I mean, your mother didn't have another man in her life.
Well, but he didn't know that, and that man didn't know about Vieira.
Yeah, but if he comes back and he sees my face?
Well, but the same thing could have happened. My mother could have seen the treachery of her husband, get a revolver.
Could.
Okay.
She, you know, I told you that your mother told me.
Yeah, you told me that.
And I told it to my cousin, Kwashny.
Mm-hmm. Just, okay.
Yeah. He said to me, let her do it.
Uh-huh. Oh, she wanted you to do it?
Yeah. She wanted to buy for me.
No, buy the gun.
Yeah.
But she didn't want you to shoot.
Me?
She wanted you to shoot.
That's right, and that's what I told Yoska Kwashner.
Oh, okay.
And he said, let her do it.
Okay, he was right.
What should I do?
Yeah, should you be a criminal?
He didn't do nothing to me, he did to her. Mm-hmm. She suffered so much. So, she can say she suffered. I'm going to say, because he did bad to my cousin,
yeah.
I'm entitled to kill.
That's called vendetta.
Vendetta.
Okay.
So this was...
So, how did you sort of get out of that uncertainty?
I got myself ready, like in Komi, as I said, and in Yashpagos, I ran away from the KGB. You know, the same thing, I packed myself, and I got ready, and I went on the train, with not, you know, like a shadow walking.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say goodbye to her. How could I say goodbye?
No, I understand. That might have created a very difficult situation.
And
but when
I wrote her a letter from Plotsk.
Okay.
I remember what I wrote to her, and I didn't have any answer. No.
What did you write to her?
That I apologize for what happened. I left unexpected. And I don't know, I had all the time in mind Alex, the husband, Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I would like to know what happened. And I told it, I don't know. I don't know. And I don't not me.
If you were to go back to Krasnodar, you think you could find back out that house?
I know the address. I can
you
tell
you. Remember the address?
Yeah, I gave it to that Armenian nephew.
Okay.
Oh, because I know he's going to be in Krasnodar. I said, go in and ask for my name. If the first Esquire, I gave him the name of her
parents.
Closeness.